check,
Blog
check.
Talk Radio.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that when I fall, I can't help myself at all. And I get
certainly illustrates the diversity of the word.
All right. And so today, we're just testing this platform out just to see how she goes. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay, we call it. Son of a bitch. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
Hey.
We're on the air right now. We're getting ready to interview Jeff Kyle.
I didn't know this was happening.
I told you we were interviewing tonight.
I don't remember.
Are you available or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Are we recording this?
Yeah, we're recording right now. You can talk shit if you want to.
I thought we were recording for Don Shipley.
No. We're gonna do Don Shipley next week. I gotta send him an email.
Okay. I'm still waiting on somebody from Stolen Valor to get back to me, but you know they're always pretty busy, so.
Oh, that's fine. Let's see. Trying to send Jeff the.
You're able to edit this recording, right?
I fucking hope so.
So do I. You know why?
Why?
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when times are great.
I'm definitely throwing this part into the next show.
And you're not going to be able to edit shit.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, you're on your phone right now, right?
Yep.
You don't have any other way to listen or to get on Facebook, do you?
I can get on Facebook, but while I'm on my phone, I can't listen to anything.
Okay. So what I need to do is, I'm going to, hold on, let me see how I can do this. Uh-oh, they're going to do something bad.
Did you just hang up on Jeff Kyle?
No. No, I did not. I'm trying to get the link.
So what did you hear about all the logistics and whatnot?
I haven't done anything with it because I'm literally...
You're pooping right now, aren't you? You are sitting
no,
on
not
the toilet
pooping. I'm
with
sitting
the
in...
top on your knees, taking
I'm
a shit,
not.
Trying to... Well, then you're wrong.
Shit. Okay, that's back. What's up, brother?
Am I on?
Dustin.
Yeah,
yeah. We're on.
Okay.
So Jeff is calling in at, I just messaged him at right at 1900. So we've got 13 minutes to kind of iron out the kinks.
Can you get milk? My chocolate, please.
Did you say, can you hand me the chocolate milk? What did you say?
I am making myself some chocolate milk.
Oh my god.
Oh. Oh, gotcha. Is it big boy day today?
Yes.
You get your special chocolate milk one day a week, right?
Yeah. And I get to make it all by myself.
Without spilling?
Well, hopefully.
You were a Marine.
There is a reason
hey.
It's still in the little carton it has
what?
With a screw-on lid.
Hey, Justin, I'm going to be in Rock Mountain, Arkansas all next week. I'll get there on Wednesday, and I'll be there through Sunday. You know where that is? Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Mountain Home, I know where that is. 2 hours
yeah,
south of me.
That's where I'll be all next, I get there Wednesday, and I'll be there till Sunday. A buddy of mine, his mom's having triple bypass up there, so I'm taking him down there. So let's get together.
Get
he wants to play
up.
Patty cake with you.
Yeah, that's what I
he
do.
He wants to steal some of my chocolate milk.
As long as it's got vodka in it, I'll drink it.
Chocolate milk with vodka?
Vodka or Bailey's or something alcoholic. I don't care.
It has,
we've got a fun call coming
in.
It ain't me.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You missed it, bro. A couple seconds ago, fucking Justin was just singing fucking You Are My Sunshine to me.
Oh, nice. That was probably a thing of beauty.
It was. It was really, really sweet.
Hold on a minute. I gotta speak to my boss real quick. Monica?
Oh, somebody at work.
Dustin doesn't fucking work. Are you kidding me? When he says, I got to talk to the boss, he's asking Monica right now if she can go get him beer.
That is correct, sir.
Hey, and
yeah,
that's not work?
Does it work?
No, I said, and that's not work?
Yeah, it is work.
See?
Yeah.
So boom in your
chance,
face, Kyle.
No, it's not that it'll work. It's that it's dangerous because she might whip his fucking ass.
Hey, Justin, I don't know if you know or Kyle told you. I'm having my next surgery. I'm waiting until after Talladega to have it because I'm going to Talladega. But after that, I'm having...
Rub that shit in, too.
after Talladega, I'm having this surgery, and they're going to put a, it's a dissection angio. What is it?
Oh, my Christ.
I got brain damage. Leave me alone. What is
ankle?
Ankle?
Displacement.
Arthroplasty.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
Okay. What did you hear? Good or bad?
I haven't heard a whole lot of bad about it.
A little fucking nervous about it.
Oh, don't be nervous.
It's like
why? You went through the biggest surgery of your life when they fucking turned your vagina into a penis.
Oh.
Yeah, this ain't shit.
Yeah, I mean, you were the inspiration for Bruce Jenner, Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner, to fucking come out of the closet and embrace his true self.
Were you, Kyle?
No, you were.
No, you were. I don't know why you have to lie. Just
I'm not lying.
Amongst friends. Just amongst friends, Kyle.
Let's see here.
I don't judge you. Speaking of that,
what's wrong?
Seriously, I'm out of beer. This is a tragedy of epic proportions.
Oh, is that supposed to make her fucking just hop right to it?
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
It's not.
I didn't think it was.
Hey, did you hear about the guy in Chicago?
Which guy in Chicago?
The one who was shot by three guys.
When was this?
He's a cop. Well, 2 weeks ago. They've been searching for the three shooters. And it wasn't three shooters. It was he shot himself.
The cop?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Veteran, PTSD. Yeah. The police department where they found him was covering it up. The gun was right next to his body. He had one shot to the bulletproof vest, like 100 yards away from him. They found the shell casing. It was from his gun. The other one was, the gun was right beside him. The fatal wound was underneath his vest in his chest, like on his heart, and his hand was still inside his vest. So.
Jesus.
Yeah, they just made the announcement today. I guess the coroner is under hot shit because they've been covering it up for 2 weeks, and the coroner ratted, you know, spoke about it. It's like, goddamn, man.
That's fucking fucked up.
Yeah, there's another one. That's another one of our 22.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people don't fucking realize is he's not a 22. Because if you think about it, it's not 22. Because only 27 states fucking are throwing it out there.
What do you mean?
Well, the 22 a day is based solely off of only 27 states.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is it only one of them?
I don't think so.
Holy fuck. I didn't know that. I need to look that up.
Yeah, so I mean, and I'm going to ask Landon, tomorrow night on the show. But I'm pretty fucking sure that it's only 27 states because ideally where you'd be looking at closer to like 35, 40, you know?
Jesus. Well, let's keep the number down. I mean, goddamn. 22
no,
a day
obviously.
Is bad enough. But,
no,
well,
yeah, obviously,
is,
but...
Hey, some guys ain't just in the right in the head like we are. They ain't got all their shit together like me and you do.
Motherfucker, please. Together, we don't have a toy store full of marbles. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All the girls are here.
All of them?
All of them, but the two oldest.
Yeah.
The four little ones are all here and running around.
Don't tell them I'm on the phone. I'll talk to them after the show.
All right.
Let's see.
You guys have made me abandon fucking beer. I hate you all.
Shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a shit about
some
beer.
I'm drinking Castmates.
Oh, wait a second. So you're bitching about the fact that you don't have any beer, but you're drinking the Castmates Jameson whiskey that I was kind enough to leave you?
You owed me. You didn't leave it for me. You owed me.
Okay, first of all, I did not drink that entire bottle of fucking whiskey that you brought back from fucking Ireland by my goddamn self. Tell me.
I don't think that's true. I think you did, actually.
All I'm going to say is I have some chocolate milk.
Yeah, the only way you're going to feel a head change off of your chocolate milk is if it's fermented.
Chocolate milk don't last long enough around here to ferment.
I'm pouring a fucking crown of Coke to fuck you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I wish I had some fucking Castmates, but I took the high road and I left it in fucking Illinois for my brother.
Listen, this is awesome right here. This is good. Good comedy right here.
What is?
The little girls are trying to talk the wife into letting them go to the football game without her.
Oh, bullshit. My nieces aren't fucking going off into the fucking wild blue fucking yonder.
Hell no.
They're crazier than we are. Together, they don't have a fucking toy store full of marbles.
No, girl. The answer is no. No.
Tell them Uncle Kyle said abso-fucking-lutely not.
No, because I'm not letting them know that you're on the phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good call.
I am somewhat brilliant.
I gotta admit, I'm a little bit of a... I'm a fanboy. I'm nervous about interviewing Jeff. Like, here we are. We're 2 minutes into it. 2 minutes away from him calling, and I'm admitting that I'm freaking nervous about this bullshit.
Well, just know what you're
talking about. By the way, I put the link out on Band of Bravos and Vigilant Guard that we're live right now. So if anybody wants to listen, there's probably people listening. So.
Oh, fucking cool.
So Justin, all of the world heard you sing to me, You Are My Sunshine. So
I don't give a shit. You know why?
Of all the songs you could have sang, you could have sang the Marine Corps hymn, yet you chose to do that.
Well, my first choice was actually I'm a Little Teapot, but decided to roll with You Are My Sunshine.
Everybody out of here.
Okay, hey, Jeff is on the line right now. I'm gonna bring it in. I'm gonna bring him on here in just 2 seconds. So we're gonna try and keep this short and sweet. I know he's extremely busy. So we'll probably try to keep it about 15 minutes. So here we go. If I can get this fucking computer to work.
Goddamn grunt. Oh wait, that's me.
Yeah, you are the goddamn grunt. Jeff, can you hear us?
I'm here, man.
Dude, hey, I'm going to try not to sound like a huge fanboy for about the next 30 seconds, but I've been talking and trying to get you on the show with just my producer and everybody for the longest time. So I really want to appreciate. I really want to say I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us today.
You bet, man. I appreciate you having me out.
So I'm Kyle. Call me the preacher because I go on epic rants about shit that sometimes matters, but most of the time doesn't. You got Justin Meether, who's a fellow Marine. Justin, introduce yourself if you would.
Hello. And I'm going to try and hop into the same boat as Kyle and not sound like a fanboy. So, yeah.
And then we got...
I appreciate that.
Then we got one of my Army brothers, infantryman. I was actually aviation. But Dustin Weber.
How you doing, sir?
Don't call me sir.
Marine.
Way
sorry.
To go, Dustin.
Marine.
There you go. So, Jeff, what we're trying to do is, for this episode, and I'm glad we got to pre-record it so I could kind of I'm not going to, like, chop it up and do what the mainstream media does and make a completely different conversation out of our conversation. But for what we're doing, this episode is going to be Stolen Valor and some other stuff. We're going to have Landon Steele on talking about, you know, suicide awareness, suicide prevention. And I think I haven't really seen anybody else in the community that's doing as much for the veteran community as you are. And even by your own admission, a couple of quotes that I read where you had actually said that you felt like you've actually given more to the veteran community since you've been out than you did when you were in.
Right.
So, you know, if you could just, you know, kind of touch on that and just, you know, what we want to know is with all this stolen valor and it running rampant, a lot of people have kind of been cautious about donating to, you know, veteran services organizations and different ones. So we just kind of want to get your take on, you know, stolen valor for a little bit and maybe, you know, touch on some of the VSOs that are your favorites, the ones that you vetted, the ones that you put your time into.
Okay. Yeah. Good to go. So, you know, like you had said that you had heard me say before was, you know, I feel like I'm able to serve more now than what I did before. And, you know, I mean, to me that's 100% true because when I was on active duty, in the reserves, what have you, you know, being deployed and everything, you know, I was able to help out my brothers right next to me, and that was it. And so now that I'm out, you know, I can reach out to, you know, to everybody. I can reach out to the Gold Star families, you know, and every veteran across the board, no matter what branch of service they were or, you know, what era they served in, you know, I can reach out there and, you know, get with them and get them help if possible and, you know, get them some notification if they need it and, you know, money if they need it and things like that. But, you know, I loved what I did in the service. I'm proud as hell of what I did. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world. And, you know, but I've got a mission now and, you know, I gotta push forward with it and continue on. As far as the Stolen Valor deal goes, you know, that's pretty freaking disgusting how anybody could do that. You know, our men and women, the vets, you know, they're struggling every day. They don't have the help they need. You know, the government sucks helping us out. And, you know, then you've got some prick that, you know, decides to pretend that they were a service member or pretend that they did this and that. And, you know, it takes away from the men and women that really need the help, you know, because it does. It makes those people, you know, makes the civilians not want to help out and, you know, kind of turn a blind eye to what's going on. And, you know, you see it every day and, you know, I mean, what do we do about it? All we can do is call those people out and, you know, try to try to get rid of them, but you know, they pop up everywhere, and they figure out ways to make it harder for us to figure them out and things like that. But there's a ton of organizations out there that love helping vets. They have it in their hearts, and you know, they're 100% without a doubt, you know, golden on when it comes to helping vets and Gold Star families. Guardian for Heroes. Chris started that. He co-founded that foundation back in late 2009, early 2010. And, you know, I sit on the board for it now, and I can, you know, I'll put my name on it all day long, put my name out there all day long, and back it 100% that it is one of the few 90-10 organizations that, you know, give at least 90% back to the veteran community, you know, if not more. And, you know, I see it every day because I help pick the vets and I help put the money out there to them. Another one is American Valor Foundation, which is what we run the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit through. You know, we've only been doing it for about 2 years now, and we pick a different veteran nonprofit to give the proceeds to each year. Our first year, we raised a little over $140,000, and every bit of that money went to Base Camp 40, Warriors in the Wild. This year, we raised over $450,000 for
Wow.
Guardian for Heroes. Yeah, and this next year picked another veteran foundation that I've worked with. I don't sit on the board for or anything, but, you know, I do a lot of work with them, and I back them 100%. And that's how we pick these foundations is, you know, we get to know the people inside, you know, behind the foundation, who started it, what they do, and, you know, where the money comes from. We've met a lot of the donors that, you know, help these foundations out. And then we meet the veterans, too, that the foundations have helped. And this next year, proceeds are going to go to Spirit of a Hero. And, you know, I mean, we vet them 100%. We make sure that they are at least a 90-10. And, you know,
yeah.
So there's no telling how much money we'll be able to raise for them this year. You know, I think every year it's going to grow, and, you know, we believe in it 100%. And, you know, we only give it to the foundations that we know and love and trust and believe in. So, you know, it does. It becomes a struggle on who do you give the money to? Where's the money going? You know, is it going to the right places? Are they, you know, keeping too much of it for themselves? Are they paying their directors? Things like that. You know, so it's a difficult spot to be in, but, you know, we pick the ones that are legit 100%.
Let me ask you, what's that?
I was going to say, without saying any names, we've worked with one organization and come to find out, trying to raise money for them, come to find out that most of the money was going to the directors.
Right, yeah. So,
I think you can probably guess which one that is.
Yeah, I can probably
without
use some. I think there's a W in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's along the same initials as the WWF.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you. So after Chris passed away, did you feel any hesitation to keep doing what you were doing, you know, with how he passed away? Did you feel any hesitation working with the vets, like at any time, you know, it might not be safe, or you just, did that drive you even more to help and to give back?
Yeah, I never took a second thought about continuing on. You know, like you said, it lit a fire under me a lot bigger and made me push that much harder. And, you know,
try to fill the footsteps that Chris made. And, you know, because he was busting his butt every day to try to get, you know, recognition out there and get people to notice these vets and try to help them out. And, you know, with him gone, you know, I had to pick up that torch and run with it. And there, you know, there's nothing that was going to hold me back. There's nothing that's going to stop me, you know, because I'm going to use, just like Chris used the opportunities that were thrown at him, you know, because of his notoriety, he used that to benefit the veteran community. And with me being thrust into his position, you know, I was kind of voluntold to be in this spot. And, you know, I'm gonna take it and I'm going to run with it and do everything I possibly can to help the veteran community.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely amazing. I mean, just the work that both you and Chris have done is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's just so – it's awesome. I mean, every time I – you know, I half-assed – when I sent that picture on Facebook of me standing next to the truck, I should have looked. I know that I saw you, you know, getting recognition for the Brickyard 400, you know, back in July. But I've just been so damn busy. And when I saw it there in Indianapolis, I was like, oh, well, isn't that cool? They named the Brickyard 400 after Jeff, you know. And then I, when you replied with what you replied with, I was like, I probably should have looked at the date on that sumbitch. That is unfortunate for me. So, well, listen, man, I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said earlier, let me ask, is this year's benefit, is it going to be at the Stockyards again? Because I wanted to go last year, but I got tied up with some Army training, and I'd really like to make it. I mean, if I could kill two birds and show up at the Stockyards and be there for benefit, that's awesome. But is it going to be there again this year, or do you guys not know yet?
Yes.
Or?
No, it'll be in the same spot. It'll be at the Stockyards.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess we'll be going to Billy Bob's Honky Tonk that night.
That'd be pretty
awesome.
There you go, yeah. I mean, you know, we've always got, you know, some pretty good bands lined up. I don't know exactly who all we've got coming this year, but, you know, we've got some pretty good bands lined up to be there. So, you know, we always have a lot of music and concerts there, you know, as long as we run it. And then, you know, of course, if you're going to stay up later, then, yeah, Billy Bob's out there too. So,
yeah,
some of these guys, the way we run it, you know, we don't try to get these big-name artists in there and pay them, you know, $15,000 or something like that to come out and, you know, put on a show. The guys that come out, the groups that come out, they come out and they do it for free. They donate their time because they believe in it and they believe in what we do. And, you know, that's what we look at. We, you know, because we don't want, you know, big-name country singers out on TV that get paid, you know, $5 million a day or something like that to, you know, put their face out there and say, hey, I'm backing the veterans. Well, that's BS because, you know, you're pocketing all that money. So,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
We don't do that. So if they're not going to donate their time and put on a good show, then, you know, we don't need to be a part of them.
Yeah. Any chance on, I mean, I'm sure the names have come across, but what about Kevin Fowler and Aaron Watson? I mean, those guys wouldn't charge.
We're trying to work with Aaron. We've gotten to know Aaron pretty good. I haven't talked to Kevin yet, but we're trying to work and see if Aaron's schedule will allow him to come on out.
Man, Aaron so Watson and Kevin. Oh, I won't quote you. I won't quote you on the Aaron Watson part, but, man, if you guys get Aaron Watson and Kevin Fowler or just one of the two, I'm already coming, but now I'm coming with bells on.
well,
listen, man,
we're
going to let you go.
Aaron to see.
No, that would be amazing. I saw him out in California a couple times at Stoney's Rock and Rodeo, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good show.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Aaron's a good, yeah.
Well, if we can hopefully I get this show a little bit bigger, man, I'd love to come down there and maybe catch up with you and do another show. And just, I know that you're going to be super busy down there, but maybe we can steal you for 5 minutes and catch up with you and see how life's going. But we'll let
you
know, and we'll have this on the air tomorrow. And it's actually going live right now to like four or five people that are listening. But I'm gonna clean it up a little bit and take out the part where I called myself a dumbass, and we're gonna put it out there on tomorrow.
The part where I sang, "He is my sunshine."
Yeah, you could have sang the Marine Corps hymn or something, and you chose "My Sunshine," you dumbass.
No, nope. Because you are my sunshine, Kyle.
Whatever, bitch. All right, Jeff. Hey, we appreciate it, man.
Hey, man. Thank y'all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. Man, now that guy is probably one of the most down-to-earth guys that I've met in a while. He's good people.
Truly. Truly.
Justin, are you busy making fucking chocolate milk again?
No, I was getting some smooches.
Some smooches. Listen, I don't know
leave
what
dog,
kind of
leave
show.
Leave your dog alone.
Yeah, leave your dog alone. We just had goddamn Jeff Kyle on the air, and you're over here making kissy faces with your fucking German Shepherd. Or did your wife come
I
home
no longer
from work?
Have my German Shepherd. You leave Sadie out of this.
Oh. Oh, I bet you're saving a lot of money not having to buy all that peanut butter now that the dog's gone, though.
No, I still buy peanut butter. You know, memories
fuck.
And all.
Yeah, no, for sure. Memories. Memories and everything. All right, hey,
well,
listen.
That was interesting.
If any, we might as well. I mean, we're going to do another full show tomorrow, and I'm going to freaking have it on there. So you know what, if anybody wants to fucking call into the show right now and get on the fucking air and play the FMK game with Dustin, Justin, and the Preacher, call in right now, 646-787-8359. So that's 646-787-8359. Okay, let's talk about something that's in the fucking news. Anything. Dustin, give me a fucking topic. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Syria.
Syria?
How about the Russians taking over Syria? That'll be a fun one.
The Russians taking over Syria.
Yeah. You didn't see that?
What the fuck? The Russians aren't trying to take over Syria. They're trying to stand up the dictator that's in Syria.
Well, they've sent in their SF.
What, the Spetsnaz?
The Spetsnaz or whatever the fuck they're called.
Spetsnaz, yeah. I can never remember if it's the... Oh, the Spetsnaz is... I always get that mixed up with the donut holes that they make over at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I got an even more important. The Pittsburgh Steelers are saying that the Patriots were cheating last night.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm so goddamn tired of hearing about fucking the fucking Patriots. I don't give a shit about the fucking Patriots. Listen, I'm going to tell you why I don't give a shit about the Patriots. Okay? You ready for this?
Please, please.
Tom Brady can fucking lick every part of my balls. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he fucking... Okay, the guy was married to... what the fuck? Bridget Moynihan, okay?
Yeah, hot.
Who's
hot.
Hotter than the fucking devil's ballsack in fucking... At NTC in fucking August. Okay? He knocks her up. Right? All of a sudden, she's not hot enough anymore. So what does he do? He leaves her and cheats on her with Gisele Bündchen.
Yeah.
Is he just going through like the Victoria's? Is he going through like the Victoria's? He's going to have it, dude, I guarantee he's going to have another fucking Victoria's Secret fucking playmate within like weeks. As soon as she's gone. As soon as she's done.
Yeah. It sounds like she's on her way out, too.
I wonder... No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
What?
So what... Hold on. So how did they say... son of a bitch. How did they say...
The radios.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You know what? I saw that.
They couldn't hear. None of the Steelers could hear anything over the radios, over the headsets. The players couldn't. The quarterback couldn't hear. Nothing. Well, you know that.
Do you think... Do you hold on. I'm going to pull up this fucking story real quick.
Do you think it's
on purpose? I want to know...
Fuck yeah.
No, it ain't on purpose. Listen, I think Bill Belichick is a piece of shit, and I think Tom Brady's a cocksucker, but I'm saying, what I'm saying is, I don't think, what the fuck? Oh, hey, entertainment news, Katie Holmes is dating Jamie Foxx.
Ha ha.
I'm not even going to touch that. I'm not going to touch that. Nope. Two other things we're not going to talk about today. We're not going to talk about fucking 9/11, and we're not going to talk about fucking Benghazi. Just because
I can't do that. Yeah. Not today.
Not
any day.
Pilgrims from around the world were visiting Mecca, and apparently there's 107 people dead because some cranes collapsed working on the fucking roof. Dumbasses.
It sounds like the crane was from... Where from?
Oh, here we go. I don't know.
I don't either. I'm just asking. It's probably from France.
No, Mecca. Mecca. Like the Muslims.
I
know Mecca. They fucking...
I know where it is.
What the fuck is that sound? What is that sound?
It's not on mine.
That was the crop duster going overhead.
Jesus, tell that motherfucker we're trying to do a show here. What an inconsiderate prick. Not you, Justin.
He's most likely drunk enough that he would just say fuck off.
Is it fucking Randy Quaid from Independence Day? Is that who's flying that motherfucker?
No, because he gave his life defending our world from aliens.
Jesus Christ. My favorite movie with Randy Quaid. See if either one of you motherfuckers can guess it. You get one guess each. Go ahead. Don't guess it once.
That one?
Yeah, that one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, is there an echo in here? Yeah. The one with, where he's, my favorite scene is where he's outside pumping the RV shit into the street, and he looks out and fucking Chevy Chase is fucking looking at him, and he's like, shitter's full!
See, I know you're not old enough to have watched the first two National Lampoon's Vacations, the European and original.
The original.
But here we
fucking go.
I know you're not old enough to remember watching that, but some of us are. And he was in the original, too, and he was good in it.
Yeah. Grandpa, tell me what World War II was like, you stupid fuck. You're like four years older than me. And I have seen those fucking movies.
Well,
okay.
Why would you say that
here,
was better than
okay. that? All right, here, hold on. Listen. No, I'm just saying that was the best scene out of that movie.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, shitter's full. So anyway, here is the explanation that the NFL is giving for the little snafu that they had with the fucking headsets. The NFL says the New England Patriots had nothing to do with audio interference that rendered the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching headsets useless during the first quarter on opening night Thursday. Spokesman Michael Signora said Friday that the league believes the problems involved no manipulation by any individual and that the Patriots had nothing to do with it. The statement said the problem was entirely attributable to an electrical issue made worse by the inclement weather, and that the league will continue to review the matter to determine if there are technical steps. How fucking stupid is that? Were the Patriots having any problems with their fucking headsets?
Surprisingly, that the Patriots were not having problems with their headsets. Only the opposing team.
Okay. And in lieu of the whole electrical thing, I'm in the same boat as Kyle. I could really give two shits about the Patriots, but I've seen this video going around that this guy was recording the football game, and he videotaped it, and they had 10 seconds on the clock until they had to actually call the play and go for it, and fucking Tom Brady throws his hands up or some shit like that, and it goes from 12, 11, 10, and then all of a sudden jumps right back up to 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, I will go ahead and put it out in the world that I am a Cowboys fan, and we are not the greatest team ever, but I do not ever recall ever once watching a game where the clock did that.
Well, I've never watched any other team, and I've been watching football since I was 4 years old, and I'm a diehard Bears fan.
They had football back in the 1800s?
But you
can't say, hold on. You can't say that you've been a Bears fan and that you listened through the bad years, because technically these are still the fucking bad years.
Well, this year it won't be. But anyway, I've never watched.
Please, okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I've watched lots of football, all kinds of football. I love watching football. I've never seen any other team even suspect that I thought anybody on the team was cheating on any team in the NFL except for one, the Patriots. Now that's all I see. Every little thing, even if it's not their fault, even if it's just a freak of nature, an act of God, well, somehow I think that they cheated, because they have cheated in the past. So that's my take on it.
Wait a second. I'm about to pull the double standard bullshit card, which usually is reserved for women to fucking pull. So you are saying, now being a Bears fan aside, that once they cheated, they're done. Like, they're cheaters all the time?
They're always going to be cheaters. Even if it's
okay,
not,
so Tony Romo was fucking a fat chick when he was fucking Jessica Simpson. I'll quote Artie Lang here. When he said he started out dating Jessica Simpson, and towards the end she looked like Chris Farley from those Saturday Night Live Gap commercials.
Well, first of all, he's from Eastern Illinois, so yeah, anything he says is we're suspect.
Who, Tony Romo?
Tony Romo went to Eastern Illinois.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Artie Lang. I'm like, that fat fuck is from New Jersey.
Well, where Elena is going to school? Yeah.
Yeah, EIU. Tony Romo. Yeah, see, even Tony Romo had sense enough not to fucking play for the Bears. Who's your guy's quarterback this year?
I'm just going to put this out here. We got Halloween coming up, right? And I don't ever do the whole dress up. I don't do none of that. You know, I don't have kids around or anything like that. But there's a local pub here in town next to me that they do this, everybody dresses up, and they do this little contest, and the winner of the contest, all their drinks for that night are free. They're tallied up, and they're free. I am going to put my hat in for free drinks to go as arts and crafty Tony Romo.
Hold on. What? Listen. Let me go ahead and take this one. Okay, Justin? what do you mean by, what the fuck do you mean by arty and crafty Tony Romo?
Have you not seen the DirecTV commercials?
Oh, yes. My God. Has Tony Romo done any of those?
Yeah, he did. Tony Romo did one where he was, you can either have DirecTV like me, or you could be like arts like this me and have cable. And he goes, "Hi, I'm artsy and crafty Tony Romo," and he's wearing some fucking crochet sweater and he's balding, but he's got the hair like going around. He's got this mangy little beard, and he channels his anger and aggression from not being able to see all the games because he has cable through paper mache.
Okay, so how are you going to translate that? So here's what I'm saying. When you do a fucking Halloween costume, you got to be able to, the people that look at you, they have to, like, know what the fuck you are, or you're going to have a long fucking night of explaining to every person in the fucking world that you're artsy and crafty Tony Romo from the DirecTV commercial. You could just get a sign, wear a sign that says, I'm artsy and crafty Tony Romo from the DirecTV commercial.
I am Googling a picture right now. I'm going to share it on Facebook for you.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go. I'm not arguing that it's not a good idea. I'm just saying there's got to be like a better... Dude, you could be the creepy Rob Lowe. Right?
No, can't do that anymore. You know why they've moved on to NFL players?
No,
Rob Lowe actually had a previous contract with another satellite provider that will go unnamed that he actually did not finish out before he started doing the DirecTV ads.
Oh.
His previous company went after DirecTV, so DirecTV not only dropped him, but they pulled all of his commercials.
Huh.
Wow.
See
ya. And that has been useless information with Justin Meter.
Hey, you want to win the goddamn contest? Go as Ebola.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You went, no, hold on. Don't listen to this fucking bald fuck. He went last Halloween. This motherfucker it was like right in the middle of the Ebola scare, and this asshole went as an Ebola patient. And all he did was he put on some fucking scrubs and he fucking got some fucking paint, or he probably got into Monica's fucking makeup drawer again. Last time it was on Halloween. But I digress. So he got into Monica's makeup drawer and he drew some dark circles under his eyes. In fact, Monica, if you're listening, can you dig up some pictures from last Halloween and post them on the Bravo's fucking... on the link I shared for the show. People need to see this. This is what they need to see.
Hey, I won.
Bro, you're drinking in Milford, Illinois. Let me explain to you why you won. Because the runner-up was playing a white trash pregnant whore, and they were going to give it to her until they realized that she was just the bartender and wasn't in costume.
Oh, man. You're wrong.
Wait, who was bartending that night?
My wife.
Was it Jess? No, shut the fuck up. No, she wasn't.
No, I don't know.
Was she really?
I don't remember.
It was probably Jess. No?
I don't remember. It was Halloween, dude. It was a year ago. Brain damage. Hello.
Even with your fucking TBI and the fucking MS, you still fucking... You can't remember half of our conversations from last weekend.
Hell no, I can't.
Yeah, you
that was a week ago.
Then. Okay, let's play a little FKM. I think. Maybe? Anybody? No?
I'm in.
All right. Dustin, you got three and one and a two and a go. You can ask me, you can ask Justin, whichever.
Oh, man, it's my shit. All right. The late Margaret Thatcher. Theodore.
Wait. We gotta fuck Margaret Thatcher while she's in the ground, or like
no. While she was alive, if we brought her back.
Oh.
These are all dead.
Hey, the fuck Mary Kill game just turned into a fucking time traveling mission. What the fuck?
Well, I can't say.
Bust up the DeLorean.
What, you want to be known as a fucking... You want to be known as the show that promotes necrophilia?
No, you did that once already.
No. Hey, yeah, and hold on. And this is what happens when I think about it. This is what happens when I when somebody brings up fucking a dead chick.
What a fucking idiot.
What the fuck?
Fucking what the fucking fuck? Who the fuck? Fuck this fucking. How did you do fucking. Fuck. Fuck!
It certainly illustrates the diversity of the work.
Love that movie.
Yeah, so do
all
I.
Right.
I fucking.
Fine.
I do.
Serena Williams.
No, next. Oh. Ooh. Uh oh.
Venice.
This kid.
Her sister.
Venus.
What is her name? Venus. Venus.
That would be Venus.
Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or Steffi.
No, I think
Graf.
Her name is Mars. Steffi. What is this? Tennis week.
Yeah. U.S. Open.
Okay. I'm killing Steffi Graf. I'm fucking Serena, and I'm marrying. What's it got to do with anything?
That's what I'm asking. Why you got to kill a German?
Maybe she had ties to the Third Reich. I don't know. Oh, speaking of which, are you ready for the joke of the day?
Be careful.
Well, where do the Germans take the Jewish mice?
Where?
Auschwitz.
Really?
I didn't make up the joke. I just repeated it. Anyway, Steffi Graf is dead. I'm fucking Serena Williams. I'm marrying Venus. Because they're twins, right? I mean, it's pretty much got to be...
They're not twins.
Like having sex.
Venus is older.
I cannot tell the difference between them. They look identical to me. No, and that's not a racist joke. That's not a racist joke. I would literally have to put... I literally would have to put a picture next to them.
Venus is taller. Like, a lot taller.
Yeah? I don't know about that.
I think so. Hell, I don't know. All right. Go.
Okay. My turn. Let's see. Justin, this one goes to you.
To me?
Let's see. Yeah, to you.
Okay.
Mila Kunis.
What the fuck?
But she has AIDS. And Albert Einstein.
Who?
Mila Kunis, the chick from That 70s Show. She was in the first Ted movie. Okay, yeah. Mila Kunis, but she has AIDS. Albert Einstein and Danny Glover. Go.
Okay. If we're going Danny Glover, is this recent Danny Glover or Lethal Weapon?
What is this,
Danny?
Time
no.
travel?
No. No, this is
you
this is Danny. Hey, this is Danny Glover before he got too old for this shit. You know what movie that
oh,
was?
Oh, okay. Okay, so pre-Lethal Weapon. And if we're going that route,
hey, I think the show's about to go over. I think we're going to about to be cut off. If we get cut off, we'll continue tomorrow. We'll wait 4, 3, 2, 1. Are we still?
Still
is Monica
on.
Listening? Are we still recording?
Hold on, I'll ask her. Monica, can you still hear us? Nope, we're done.
Oh shit.
Okay.
But I will tell you, that was awesome tonight. I really, really thought that was so cool talking to him. I do think that you need to put the links up to his charities.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to go back and listen to it, and then I will see what the hell we need to do.
I feel that went better than previous.
He brought
I think
Chris,
it goes a
that's the only
bit.
Reason why. Dude, I was worried. Let me tell you, when I asked him about Chris, like after Chris passed away, when I asked him that, when there was that like 5 seconds of silence, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was Yeah, I was too. I was like, oh, fuck, Kyle. I told you not to ask him about it.
Well, he brought it up. He started talking about the, you know, the different things that fucking Chris did and you know, picking up the torch and running with it. And, you know, so I'm like, fuck, you know, you give me the ball, you tell me to run with it, I'm going to fucking run with it.
Bruh.
Oh, fuck.
Bruh.
All right,
yeah,
gentlemen. Go ahead.
That was really cool. That was just really cool. I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it sounds. I'm going to listen to it here in a little bit. Here in about an hour, click on the link and listen to it. You might want to skip through about the first 15 minutes.
No, I'm going to listen to Justin sing to you. I think that'll be sweet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It might bring you to tears.
Will it? Hey, you know what I just thought? Fuck, next week, why don't we just get together on Saturday night, be in the same place, and we can do the show at the same place.
Well, that's if I'm able to. Had to borrow Mom's truck, and she's taking it back tomorrow morning. And then the car we have, I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck's wrong with it. Did find a leaking vacuum line and fixed it.
Oh, so I was right. Right on.
Partially. There was a leaking vacuum line, so I fixed it. And then the throttle body was sticking horribly, so I replaced it. And it's actually gotten worse. So I actually believe maybe the rear O2 sensor, which if that is the case, then I also need to replace my catalytic converter, which is
going
to cost me a couple $100 just to get in parts. And then if it's welded on, I can't weld for shit. So I'm going to have to actually take it to somebody.
What kind of car is it?
A 2000 Dodge Avenger.
Damn it. I was hoping you were going to say Cadillac because I would have just laughed my balls off.
No, no.
That's fucking great. Okay, I
got
to call Landon. Yeah, that thing was a piece of shit. Okay, I'm going to call. I got to call Landon Steele and fucking book him for tomorrow. And I will. That was a good fucking show. I thought that was awesome. So we'll carry that fucking energy into tomorrow.
Maybe in the future we could maybe talk about doing maybe like a pre-show the Friday night before the Saturday. Maybe make it only about half as long, just kind of talking to us. If we're able to get one of our guest speakers on just for a moment to kind of discuss what our main show is about. That might
like
help us get the word out a little bit.
Like we did tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. So, all right, fellas, I'm out of here. I got to practice this, so we're going to close out the audio. Let's do a pre-show talk tomorrow. And we'll go right into it. In fact, you know what? I might reschedule the show to start a half an hour before so we can get on and fucking get warmed up and then everybody will fucking start tuning in, you know?
All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Here's the outro. You motherfuckers stay frosty.
Got a good woman at home.
Monica.
Who thinks I do no wrong.
Bullshit.
But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that when I fall, I can't help myself at all. And I get about